You're listening to Madiba's Radio.
Opula pule Madiba's Radio.
Utelerije Madiba's Radio.
Potecha deza Madiba Radio.
Omametse Madiba's Radio.
Akalise na Madiba's Radio.
Dalile I Madiba's Radio.
Ulaleli Madiba's Radio.
Niko chechereza Madiba's Radio.
Ureje Madiba's Radio.
You're listening to Madiba's Radio, opening up the waves for you to be heard.
This is Madiba's Radio News.
President Cyril Ramaphosa addressed over 40,000 ANC councillors at Johannesburg FNB Stadium, admitting that Democratic Alliance-led municipalities such as Cape Town and Stellenbosch outperform ANC-run areas in financial management and audit outcomes. He urged his party to learn from these best practices, improving compliance and tackling corruption. Ramaphosa also unveiled the ANC Service Delivery and Infrastructure Action Plan, setting 100-day targets to address urgent issues like water, leaks, electricity supply and road repairs ahead of the 2026 local elections. In a landmark ruling, South Africa's Constitutional Court has confirmed that husbands may now assume their wife's surname. The court overturned a colonial-era law that barred men from changing their surnames, calling it discriminatory. The ruling follows challenges by two couples and requires Parliament to amend the Births and Deaths Registration Act. The decision has been welcomed as a step forward for gender equality and the modernization of family law. The National Student Financial Aid Scheme is redirecting $13.3 billion to help students who have been blocked from registering due to financial difficulties, including those struggling with second semester enrollments and unpaid accommodation. This support will assist over 34,000 students who face registration barriers and 15,000 second semester students. Higher Education Minister Buti Manamela says this move is part of stabilizing NSFAS and ensuring no deserving student is left behind. The 2026 application portal opens on 16th of September with simplified online services, real-time updates, and local regional support centers to help students, especially those in rural areas. Manamela emphasized that while university spaces remain highly competitive, TVET colleges will receive full funding for tuition, registration and allowances, and efforts are underway to ensure safe, accredited student accommodation for all. The Department of Transport has gazetted the National Land Transport Amendment Act, officially recognizing e-hailing as public transport. Operators must hold valid licenses, install panic buttons, and display clear branding with penalties for non-compliance. Meanwhile, Deputy Finance Minister David Masondo has urged renewed investor confidence, reaffirming South Africa's commitment to fiscal sustainability, expenditure discipline, and infrastructure investment, ahead of the medium-term budget policy statement. Community members and environmental groups gathered at the Constitutional Court to challenge Shell seismic exploration on the Wild Coast in the Eastern Cape. The appeal follows a Supreme Court judgment allowing Shell to proceed with oil and gas testing. Protesters argued the seismic blasting threatens marine life and the environment and that Shell failed to properly consult the full community, including cultural and spiritual stakeholders. Fishermen and activists warn that decisions made today will affect the future of local ecosystems and communities. Kaizer Chiefs host unbeaten Sekhukhune United in a top-of-the-table Betway partnership clash at FNB Stadium tonight. Both teams are tied on 13 points after 5 games, with the winner claiming sole leadership of the league. Analysts predict a low-scoring match due to Sekhukhune's defense strength and Chiefs' home advantage. Over 14,000 tickets have been sold and fans are buzzing on social media in anticipation of the clash. That is it for this news update from Madiba's Radio Podcast Edition. I am Tiamo Daji.
Send your stories to news.madibasradio@mandela.ac.za.
All right, welcome to it. You are connected to The Law Show and Science Package right here on Madiba's Radio, where we connect, inform, and absolutely engage. The name is Katlego Mofokeng, also known as Girl with the Nice Pants on the Instagram streets. And I am not alone in studio. Please introduce yourselves.
Of course, my name is Tloke Talondlo, with the brightest star on the airwaves. And listen, today we've got a lot to cover.
Bona.
Yay.
No, but we need to actually first go to Tiamu.
Like, actually.
We need to actually start fighting you about your stories, ma'am. Because what?
Hey, Bona.
I am sorry. What did I do?
What did Cyril say? The audacity. He said DA-led municipalities are thriving more. Mind you, he mentioned Stellenbosch.
Right, come on now.
Okay.
Okay.
Palm-colored people. Like, what did you expect? Yeah. Also, if we're actually going to go with a dissenting argument, the DA ran Pretoria and Tshwane was at a standstill with regards to service delivery. So Cyril saying all of this is not looking cute.
Like, it doesn't make sense because they're acting like it's only like Western Cape only. Like,
exactly.
Ivo.
And first of all, who dies the most? People in Western Cape.
So,
and there's a lot of crime rampant there. Please don't play in our faces.
For him to even say that the ANC must learn from the DA is actually insane.
Imagine.
What type of coalition is this? Like,
yeah, Aisha. Okay, speaking of abantu, do you want to take this or should I?
I feel like yours is juicier.
Mine is juicier, but it's such a problem.
Like,
okay, Thabo Bester. We're going to unpack his story because why not?
Like, let's get into it.
For many of you, I'm sure a lot of people know who Thabo Bester is, but many of you who don't need to know that Thabo Bester was convicted in the early 2010s of multiple violent sexual offenses and a murder after luring victims on social media. He pleaded guilty to 2 rapes and 1 murder and was given a life sentence in 2012. He became widely known in the press as the Facebook rapist. Now, while serving his sentence at the private Mangaung Correctional Center, reporting shows that Bester ran businesses and schemes from behind bars.
Imagine.
Hey!
Like, how?
How are you a CEO in jail?
Jail, like, come on. Like,
how are you starting a business? Where's the funding coming from?
It's looking suspicious.
What's going on?
There's something psychological about Thabo, and I think that we need to, you know, really acknowledge that. He's very, very, very smart. I do not mean to compliment him, but I just think that the way he operates is just, it's insane. It's historical.
It's giving psychopath or sociopath at most.
Because it's like, I mean, at the same time, not to like give him any like clout or anything. I'm just like, hey,
disclaimer.
I'm not praising him, but it's just like the fact that you're able to do that in jail.
Exactly.
It's like, okay, sir. But for the wrong things, though.
This man could bag so many people. I think also I want to know, like, what the recipe is.
You know?
He and Pearl Tusi were dating at some point.
A whole Pearl Tusi.
You don't say.
When I tell you, okay, this is alleged. Hey, don't come at me. Allegedly. Oh, my gosh. But it is said that they were, well, he had held her at gun or knife point, if I'm not mistaken, at some point in time. And baby girl said she prayed, took him to her pastor, and they prayed for him. And he decided that, okay, fine. And during their relationship, at some point in time, he threatened to kill her and even took her to the place where he buried other bodies. This was after the relationship, he started burying bodies and whatnot. But during the relationship, he was like, baby girl, Ematune.
Imagine. And
so one in Ematune. Is that what you want? And so now we're asking ourselves, what? What is Pearl saying about this? Why did she not report this?
True, because she's
been quiet.
I think
a lot of people were asking, like, why was Pearl so quiet about something like this? It also begs the question that as victims of crimes, is it on us to go and report said people so that they don't go and hurt other people more? Or do we really sit with whatever the pain is and figure it out for ourselves?
It's an interesting question because if you just like stay back and just like look the other way, like, oh, then like more people are gonna die.
Yeah, and you're kind of complicit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I do feel like at the end of the day, I feel like it's much better to just stop the problem in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
I think that also people just deal with like trauma in, you know, very different ways.
True.
I think we need to acknowledge that what she went through was actually traumatic. And so it's one aspect to be like, oh, just report it and that. But it's not easy at the end of the day, you know.
Mm.
And
I mean, I see it with Amanda Dupo. Look at how when she came out against Jup Jup, what they did to her.
Yeah, it was bad.
It was murky. So I fully understand why she would be hesitant. Then there's another babe. Ooh, Dr. Nandi Pankos.
Oh.
Yo, Dr. Nandi Pamakutumana has done a lot of things. That lady is number one kuluva, actually.
Like,
if we're really keeping it a buck.
Because the things that she's been doing has just been like, girl.
Apparently she bought meat and then she put it in a coffin and then she buried the meat so that it would be a cover up for the body of Thabo Bester.
You know, I can see why that's making sense, even though
what part of the meat are you getting?
True.
So that you can make them seem like a body.
Body. And it's like, now you're wasting meat as well.
Actually.
Like, we could have bribed that.
That's my point. As a family, you guys are not asking, why see a pusha? Sengalezinto. Asizidli tina.
How?
They're going inside a coffin. Bamkuzenini. Also, I think it's so important to ask the questions. Why is your family not saying anything about it? Why are they complicit in trying to get a man out of jail?
That's the bigger question. Because it's like, come on, like,
why are you trying to get that man out of jail?
Like, is he going to pay your bills? Is he going to do something for you?
Like,
come on.
The big question is just why, at the end of the day. It's like, why would she get herself into that? Because when you look at it, it's like, she had a whole, like, her life figured out, you know. She had a good career, a good education. What is it that, you know, alluded her to Thabo at the end of the day? It's like, what is it that Thabo had against her? I don't know, you know, like, you need to think about it. Like, what is it that he could have possibly had over her to have her do those things, you know?
Guys, I cannot imagine it. I think, like, I mean, there's, like, reality TV shows that show, like, oh, you know, loving somebody in jail and all that. But, like,
for love.
Does love really go that far?
This man had a life sentence for 2 murders and a rape, guys. At some point, where do we draw the line?
Like, the illusion has to stop at some point.
At which point do we say,
you cannot love a person to that extent.
Exactly. This man murdered people. Like, at some point, you must be asking yourself how. There's no way she's thinking he wouldn't do that to me.
Like, come on.
There's no way you think you're the exception to the rule when this man was very ready to kill people.
Hey. So it's just like, was it love, or as you say, was it something else, you know, blackmail or something?
Mm-hmm. Maybe there's another side of the picture that we don't know.
True.
Who knows?
What does the docu say? You watch the docu out of all of us. What does the documentary say?
Okay, first of all, I don't watch all of it.
Mm-hmm.
But from what I saw, it was basically just, you know, a reiteration of everything that's already in the news. You know, nothing new, nothing, you know, that is not on the media already.
Mm-hmm.
So it is kind of like just showing, you know, this is Thabo and is how he, or what his mother says he grew up as, you know, this is how he escaped from jail. Everything that we already know in the media, basically.
How did he grow up, though?
Apparently, okay, I don't know if I can say this on the podcast, but obviously he had a very tough, you know, like, childhood,
mm-hmm.
and it doesn't seem like his upbringing was, you know, privileged in any form, and there are sort of, like, I don't know, allegations that he might have some sort of, like, psychological,
mm-hmm.
you know, issues and stuff like that. And allegedly he is a product of, you know, sexual assault as well.
Wow.
So that might have kind of, like, you know, played out in how he became to be the person that he is.
Mm-hmm.
And so it just kind of, like, shows the story on how, you know, he escaped from jail and what other people who were associated with him are saying. So,
oof. I can't imagine. I mean, It is worrying when you know that you're the product of, like, something so violent. And so I fully understand it, but it does not absolve him of his behavior.
It doesn't. It doesn't excuse it.
It doesn't excuse it. It doesn't absolve him. It really doesn't. But I do think that's also the other thing. when they were fighting in court, they were saying this case, these documentaries are going to unfairly prejudice the cases. But if you're saying this is like a repetition of all of the information that's out in the public, it makes sense why the judges were like, get out of my face with all that.
Because
everybody knows.
Because what was the point of the documentary?
Like,
then?
What are we learning that's new? You know what I mean?
We want new things. You want another side to the coin or something.
I want a neighbor. I want the till. I want the person that was at the till in Woolworths when that picture was taken. That first picture when we saw them. I want somebody who was at the till talking about, and he has me about tengani, a tin roof, cabanga. By escape of a town, I'm a tin roof boy. You know what I mean? I need that element of it. And I just don't think there is that. But shout out to Ground Up. They are a news platform that actually thoroughly researched the entire case. They are the ones who actually uncovered the fact that he escaped.
Oh, so shout out to them.
Like, wait, this fire is very, very, very weird. Why is it an isolated fire? Where did he get all of the things to start this fire, first of all? Okay, fine. You guys are saying you found a body. Does it match him, or are you just assuming that it is him? And then afterwards, they were like, okay, but now, when did the person in that cell die? Before or after? Were they killed by the fire or were they killed by something else?
Mm. They went deep.
That's how they opened it up and was like, first of all, that person is not Thabo Bester. Second of all, that person died way before the fire started. Third of all, it seems like some of the cameras were down, so much so even that there was like running around security alarms and whatever. I'm like, if it wasn't for Ground Up, we wouldn't have known about this.
Literally, we would have just been like, well, he's gone, RIP, you know, like.
Exactly. He would have been sitting with all of us in Joburg going in and out of places, us thinking that this is a completely different person.
Meantime, and it's crazy because like, I see on social media, even like before the documentary and after, some people are kind of like, listen, in defense of him, trying to idealize the situation. Wait. And I'm just like, guys.
I want better for you guys.
Like, come on.
I want you to want better for yourself.
Like, I've seen some, like, even those, like, TikTok edits kind of like, oh, he's the guy. No. And I'm like, oh my God. No.
And also, I feel like his face changes. You wouldn't even be able to recognize him in the street like
exactly.
that.
Exactly.
His facial features, they change all the time. All the it's time. Actually diabolical.
When he called himself, what was it, the weird person that he was calling himself on Twitter, he looked like a thumb there. And then in person, on the court cases, like now, he looks like he's been through, he looks Middle Eastern sometimes. It's a lot. Like, that man is camouflaging like nobody's business.
Literally, and the fact is, like, you can camouflage this good and... Listen, he could even be in Port Elizabeth right now.
Please no.
Yeah, let's not.
Let that not be a thing, because we're gonna be fighting demons.
Yo.
No, but the body that they found on the 3rd of May, 2022, was Katlego Bereng Mpholo, a man who had gone missing months earlier. That identification intensified the criminal investigation and raised hard questions about who assisted in staging a death to cover an escape. Now, many people were involved in this, apparently. G4S staff members were arrested and charged for alleged roles in facilitating the escape. And payments and collusions were also part of the scheme. Bester allegedly used his outside contacts and inside influence to arrange the deception, from the burnt corpse to the falsified paperwork and even a cover story, with accomplices on the outside and most notably Dr. Nandipha Magudumana.
The fact that it's not even a two-man mission, it was like a whole...
There was an entire team that was like out here, Fast and the Furious style, trying to break somebody out of jail.
The fact that it could manipulate all these important people as well.
Like, right?
That is actually insane.
Apparently, your celebrities were clapping hands for his birthday, guys.
They were there. They attended that event.
Via Zoom. Imagine. The person whose birthday you're celebrating is there via Zoom. Does that make sense to you? In your mind, in your gedachte. But like, guys,
no, that's insane.
What does that say also about our politicians, though? About their discernment and our celebrities?
There is none.
Literally.
Honestly.
When you think about it,
essentially, there is none.
Because at what point do you stop? Where do we draw the line where you're like, you're busy clapping, singing happy birthday. What do you tell your wife when you come home? Hi, baby. Ish, nyabuya. I just, you know, clapped hands for a random nigga on Zoom. And what do you say to that?
Honestly, like, what do you say? Because it's insane. And it just shows that, you know, hey, sometimes we love Africa, but we can lose the plot.
Like, I need you guys to sit still. Stop, you guys, like, doing famous and clout. Important. It's not that deep. It cannot be that deep. It cannot be that deep, honestly.
Like, hi.
But now we're about to see how it plays out. Honestly, I feel like it's been dragged out way too long. But Katlego Mpholo's mother has been saying she feels like it's taking a really, really long time to actually get justice. And I think ultimately it is really sad. I mean, with the rape and murder case, it was finished, it was concluded. He was sentenced to life. Now, with this, it's a completely different thing. This is, you know, leaving, first of all, killing somebody, burning their corpse, damage to property, the correction center was burned. Then they still also escaping. They're sitting around in South Africa and then fleeing the country and having to be extradited back. And there are so many other things. So I can imagine trying to get justice in the middle of all that chaos for her son must be really hard, because no one is really taking the gravity of it. It's more sensationalized than anything.
True, like, it's really actually messed up.
It is.
Like,
you lost a child and everybody's out here talking about Thabo Bester and Nandip.
True.
Honestly, like, if I was her, I would be angry.
I would have crashed out.
Like, I would have gone to social media and be like, listen,
she's better than me. I would have crashed out. I'm sorry. I would have been in the courtroom like, Yahweh na. Machiga tuze. Come here. You know what I mean? I would have fought somebody, but like, I think it says a lot about our justice system also. But if you guys were anyone in law enforcement, how would you make sure now, moving forward, that people stay in jail where they are currently? How do you make sure that you are putting together the safest and most important measures to make sure no one escapes jail?
That's a hard question.
What are we changing?
Hey, you know, I have one thought, but it's also very controversial for a podcast.
God.
It's very controversial for a podcast.
This podcast is PGSNVL.
Hey!
One time.
It's. I'm not going to say it exactly, but I'm going to allude to it. You know, maybe with some criminals that have just done atrocious things, maybe instead of keeping them there, you know, just take them to another place once and for all.
You know, let them meet their ancestors.
I agree.
Solve the problem. You know, let's meet our ancestors a little bit, Kamaku and stuff.
You know. We don't need them in society. Sorry.
I can't imagine. I mean, like, jails are supposed to be rehabilitation centers. But I mean, if somebody who was actually in jail was still continuing to do illegal things within jail... guys.
Clearly it's not working. Clearly we need to take, you know, a different approach.
You know what I mean? Let's go the KZN in Kwanazi route, you know.
Exactly.
You know, he was coming at me, officer. Unfortunately, he lost his life. Unfortunately, my weapon dislodged itself and a bullet connected to his skin. Wow. It was in the heart. I did not know that when I was aiming, it was self-defense.
I feel like that's the best.
What can you do?
Like,
there's really no way to go about it. Just like,
because we can't be putting up like barbed wires and like, because
it's not gonna help.
Advancing technology only gets to a certain extent.
Exactly.
Let's be for real.
I mean, if the security services were also in on it, that should tell you more than enough.
So must we trust AI to protect prisons? Oh, I don't know. Even that is shaky.
It's looking
that's a whole other topic.
No, please, somebody give me good news. We've been talking too much about the Bester case. They've been doing a lot, but we will be catching you up with the proceedings that are happening in court. But Shem, one thing about it, with the Thabo Bester case, it's been looking really, really horrible. It's been murky, and I think justice overall needs to... I'm just hoping this does not turn into a Mayua trial.
Yeah.
Since a Mayua trial has gone close to, well, we're close to 12 years now. Well, no, 11. But still, it's still a long time. Enough is enough.
Yeah, no, enough is enough, because
like, let's 12, get some
11, 12 years for a trial is insane. Like,
right?
Like, let's decide now and just close it. Like,
mind you, in the Mayua case, almost all of the witnesses have died.
So how is the case even...
Some of... Like, imagine testifying at the very, very beginning of the trial and not living long enough to see anything come to fruition.
His dad
passed away, not having sought justice for his son. There's just too many things that are happening in South Africa. It's ghetto.
Shouldn't that also suggest something to the legal system in South Africa? I mean, I'm not a law student, but shouldn't that also suggest that, like, maybe there should be a certain, like, time limit as to, you know, how long a case could, you know, undergo that procedure and so on and so forth? Because we cannot have cases going on for so, so, so long without, you know, actually reaching some sort of verdict.
This is true. I'm a law student. I'm going to say it. The NPA is under massive pressure and they're not doing great. I'm sorry. I'm trying to graduate, but either way, guys, it's looking murky. The one thing that I can say that I've seen the justice system be really, really horrible at is justice for anybody. With Joshlyn Smith, I mean, we saw that they were all sentenced to life and whatever else. We're never going to recover that child's remains. That's the sad part about it. I think ultimately, yes, put them in jail, but we're never going to recover. We're never going to know what happened to Joshlyn, first of all. And then there's also the Justice for Tlotlo movement.
Mm. Mm.
The fact that they never really laid charges and decided that they're not going to pursue a case says something about the NPA.
And the fact that that's only happening because there was public pressure, that says
exactly.
Something. That says something about, you know, the justice system in this country. And it's not okay.
They were never on our side.
And now it's like, do we take matters in our own hands?
And when we do, it's murky.
Literally, so what must happen?
Because ngamshaya la mina. We don't know. You know how there's like videos on social media just like, yo, when the community is beating you up but the police arrive. Imagine thinking the police are your safe haven.
Like,
that's telling. That says a lot. Mkhwanazi needs to do something. And he's retiring this year.
Ah,
that's why he's going out with a bang.
So
he's retiring.
It's like, this is you guys' problem. It's
I'm
not
gonna
mine.
I'm going to go on pension, but I'm going to tell you first of all. So I pretend Elana la.
Does he at least have his subordinate now who's going to take over?
Well, are they going to be as good as him?
That's the thing.
Are they going to wield the shield of the people as strongly as he has?
Because imagine they just bring this random oak, like, and it's like, hi guys. Hi boo.
Exactly.
Like, hi.
But even your fave Peggy Cele was busy calling Cat Matlala here a known murderer.
Aye.
100 times. Oh, I'm actually getting matched. Please tell me good things. How was your recess?
Oh, my recess was amazing. Well, okay, let me not say amazing.
Mm-hmm.
It's been interesting, you know. Chill times, but also gotta do some work.
Obviously.
And like, during recess, actually was able to attend a very interesting event, actually.
Nice.
Like, I didn't even know this existed, but when I found out, I was like, oh, okay. So basically, what happened is that the South African Institute of Mechanical Engineering Students collaborated with this company called MECAD, which basically is like a South African engineering solutions company that has, like, you know, like, engineering design software.
Mm-hmm.
So where they design, like, their models and, like, different parts of machines and stuff.
Ooh.
So, like, that company that controls the mechanics they use,
mm-hmm.
they were there. I was like, oh, okay.
They're a big deal.
You know? So they were having a competition amongst mechanical engineering students where basically they had this project where in an hour and a half for like each year, so first year all the way to fourth year, you had to like mimic this design. The design was like this screw part type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
I was very confused. I was like, it's a part.
Mm-hmm.
And you had to do it with the most accuracy as well as in the most amount of time.
Whoa.
So I know, unfortunately, fourth years, nobody came.
No.
Nobody came for fourth years. Because I know with their one, it was like three parts. There was like two parts, and then one was more like a freelance, show us what you got.
Oh,
but none of the
goodness.
Fourth years came.
Why?
Imagine, like, that's... Guys, not one.
Like, I was shook too, because the prizes were good. Because if you won, you got a 1,000 rand take-a-lot gift voucher.
Oh, and nice.
It was a goodie bag from MECAD itself, which has, like, you know, the cups, the merch, everything.
Vibes.
Nice.
So I was just like, 4 years, what's going on?
You don't want the 1,000 rand.
How?
You're turning down money?
Maybe they're just going through a lot.
Maybe.
Yeah, no, honestly.
Academic pressure at this time. Second semester
is very short. It's
throwing hands.
Hey.
But tell me who did better.
Between all the years.
Yeah.
I feel like the third year's ate it up.
Really?
Like, I remember the winner, like, he walked out after, like, 20 minutes.
Oh, wait. What's the longest time that they can take? What's the maximum time?
1 hour, 30 minutes.
And he walked out of 20?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Crazy.
Like,
okay.
I was like, okay, sir, do what you need to do. Although, this is going to sound very biased, but, like, when it was time to, like, have the results, I was a bit disappointed. Not to say I'm disappointed in the students, but personally, I was rooting for at least, you know, a woman to take it, because all of them were men. And I was like, ah, guys.
Oh, in 2025.
Forex. I was just like, Nikad, I don't want to throw accusations at you, but, like, come on.
In big 2025,
oh,
we cannot
goodness.
Be having that conversation about
it's
inclusivity.
Gents,
oh no.
Just gents. And I was like,
gents. No fourth years, guys.
What is going on?
Oh wow. Engineering students, we want better for you guys. Please do better. Can you imagine? I feel like that would be like such a cool thing, especially if it's something that you really tapped into. It would be a beautiful experience. Besides, you also get to network with Nikad. I can imagine they'd probably be like, Mr. Who walked out in 20 minutes, you should probably join the company.
Exactly.
Like, job opportunity, guys.
And that was actually another thing they had, like, because at the prize giving, they also showed basically that Nikad is also having internships, basically.
Wow.
For, like, for example, for vacation work. So you can either go to three of their branches, one in Centurion in Pretoria, one in Cape Town, and one in Durban. So if you're like, listen, I need a job, I need to get some experience, Nikad can help you, because also after that, you also get a certificate.
Nice.
Where it shows that not only are you a professor at using the Nikad software, you can also work internationally. I was like, oh.
That is right. A great opportunity.
And it was missed. Can you imagine? But I love the fact that, you know, there are companies that are coming on campus and doing this.
True.
It says quite a lot about the level of reach and access we have into our career prospects. I like that.
Like, I loved it as well. And one thing that really made me, like, so proud of the event was the fact that it was all organized by the students of Psi Mikai. Like, they really pulled out all the stops. Like, because I was just like, there were the posters, there was catering. I was like, okay. To know that it's one of us students who organized this, I was like, period.
Especially because wow. If you join a society, you know how hard it is to organize an event.
Hey!
You know how hard it is to organize an event at this institution? As part of a society, everything falls on you. Everything. No one is overseeing you. You have to, like, stand up by yourself. So if they could pull off something that big, that says a lot.
Literally, like, I was impressed. And, you know, people, hey, the catering was good.
Really?
The catering, not to talk about food only, but the catering was good. Especially because, like, hey, there was another event where they just gave us muffins. I was like,
Aibo guys.
And this was a big company. So I was like, Aibo guys.
I want better for you. What do you mean?
Like, but, ooh, Sam Kai and McCat can give us a whole meal. I was like, okay,
period. Okay, come through budgets.
But I was able to actually talk to one of the educational, what is that position? But she was in charge of the educational aspect of McCad, and just to see, like, how she felt about the event and, you know, why was it important for this to occur. So I just have a little recording.
Okay.
It's a little interview I did with her, just to get what she says about this all.
Yes, sister.
All right, my first question is, like, why was it important for, like, Nikad to collaborate with the university and with Psi Mikai for this competition, basically?
So from Nikad's side, we are dedicated in focusing in the educational space, not only on the commercial side of things, because we know that our future engineers and designers are sitting in the university, college, and high school space. So this collaboration is important with the universities, obviously, specifically, and then on Psi Mikai's side, this is for ensuring that we are, you know, focusing on engineering standards within the EXA group and on Psi Mikai's side as well. So this is the importance of our collaboration from Mikad's side to also support. These are also our future customers that are entering in the commercial space that we also work with and that we are passionate about.
Right, that's quite actually, like, it's very important actually, because I also, like, through, like, you guys, when you were, like, finding the winners and looking at everybody's project, is there anything that you noticed that was, like, quite striking in terms of, like, the students' capabilities or their talents?
Most definitely. There were, specifically amongst our winners, the time it took to design was very outstanding and something that stood out for us. Obviously, when you enter industry, you are very time constrained when it comes to projects and deadlines that need to be met within your company. So being fast is an important aspect, but accuracy is what we focused on most for this competition today. And that was very coupled with the results and the way we decided and chose the winners today. So that definitely stood out for us. And the second point is what has been introduced and taught to the students here at Nelson Mandela University. That has really amazed and surprised me today in terms of the early introduction to CAD and the focus and the passion from the lecturer's side, teaching that to the students.
Definitely, because you could see that there was a lot of passion in the room, actually.
Most definitely.
And there was focus, some people were nervous, yes. Some people were like, ooh, what's going on? But it was like, it's interesting to see.
Yes.
So, what advice would you give, a student who's, using, SolidWorks in first year for the first time and they're still trying to, grapple with it?
Yeah. So, what we see a lot with first years is CAD is completely new. They don't have necessarily that exposure from high school level, and it can be overwhelming because you're moving from a 2D spatial thinking to a 3D spatial environment, which some students do find challenging. So, my advice for first year students would definitely be to make use of the resources, the free resources that you find online on mysolidworks.com that you get access to. Here you get access to training material, to courses, to practice problems, to exercises that you can use. And it's important to practice. If you think about designing on SolidWorks on any program, it's kind of like maths. You just have to practice. The principles remain the same, and this is what we find in the engineering field. The principles remain the same. You need to practice as a user to become fluent and efficient on the program itself.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
I like that.
Thank you.
You did so good.
Thank you.
You know, I did realize I say a lot. But
I know the feeling of hearing your voice back.
Literally.
And critiquing yourself as you go. But Noble, honestly, I'm not gonna lie to you, that was amazing.
Thank you.
I also love the fact that you went out and you're doing the thing.
Thank you so much. Because I had so many questions, I was like, we gotta ask those questions.
What do I ask? When do I ask? Who do I ask? I get that because my recess was just as eventful and chaotic.
Oh, child. What happened?
Hey, children of Nelson Mandela. Abantwana bakatata. Eating in jail, any something. It's election season.
Oof.
And we are feeling it. Now, elections are due to be happening on the 25th and 26th of September. SGD let it out, we got a memo, and the first thing everybody cried about was the poster. Everyone was like, why does this poster look like a free advert on Canva, my babe? You just decided to take a color over there and a color over there and just mix it. And you know what? Yeah, the poster was really murky. It was really cute.
it was just
the quality was murky. I was like,
I'm just like, you have budget. Come on now.
What happened to the money? Where is the budget? Where is the poster money? Marketing.
Marketing. Do something. I work in the same building as marketing. I'm so sorry. But yeah, we saw that. And last week during recess, everybody was at home. Me, I was not at home. I was inside building 35 on Wednesday and Thursday last week. EFF Youth Command held a branch general students assembly, and DASO is what? Democratic Alliance Students Organization.
Yes.
They held an elective meeting also on Thursday. Now, let's begin. Let me take you through the step-by-step.
Unpack it for us.
Spill the tea.
Let me show
spill
you how
this
it is.
Tea long awaited.
Your girl is out here. It's racist. I'm just supposed to be doing the minimum. The aim is not to sweat. The aim was not aimed for. I didn't walk into Building 35 first. So I'm based on South Campus, and one of the presidential candidates is also from South Campus. So he was having a meeting beforehand with his supporters in preparation for the BGSA, right? Which is great, fine. Now, mind you, this event is supposed to start at 2, né? This presidential candidate decided at 1 o'clock he would meet up with everybody, and then at 2 o'clock we'd be there at Building 35. cute stuff.
You know?
Let me tell you. Let me open my book, actually, so I can actually cry about it in peace. So we went there at like 1 o'clock, if I'm not mistaken. 1 o'clock, no movement. Nothing has happened as yet. You know what I mean? Okay, fine. Makes sense. 25 past 1. They're like, okay, everybody go inside the building. We'll begin soon. Okay, 25 past 1. You have like close to 35 minutes before we have to dip. Mm. Right? Okay, cool. We went inside. Then, you know, it was just like, thank you guys for pulling up. Shout out to the supporters. Thank you so very much. What we're about to go and do over there is just this. He literally explained that they're about to go to vote for different portfolios, different positions ahead of the SRC elections. Mm. Makes sense. Pretty easy. Nothing bad about it. Mm. Not like that.
Ooh.
They had us wait. They were like, okay, no, they also got food for the people because, you know, people can't vote on an empty stomach. So it makes sense. You know, just feed them messes. The South Campus group got fed, Shamyazi. People got their food. I'm never catered for. I'm vegan. No one ever caters for me. So I don't even take that L anymore. It's just an L I'll take consistently. But yeah, it was okay. Then people, that's it. Okay, they're eating and they finish eating and now it's time to go. Mind you, it's 25 past 2 now.
Ah.
People were just leaving. Hey, I've never seen a stop and go in person. A pedestrian stop and go has never been a thing, but it happened. We sang, stopped, sang, stopped, sang, stopped. At some point, I'm like, okay, you know what? I'm a journalist here. I'm not here as a supporter. So I have to run to Bowling 35 and see if the other group had arrived yet.
Yeah.
I went to 35. Not a person in sight.
Oh.
No
one. I was like, okay, cool. Then we did the stop and go thing. They went in. The South Campus group flooded the entirety of the room in Building 35. There were that many people. So many people. And it was like, okay, cool. So now we're waiting for the other group. We waited and waited and waited. So much so, actually, that I kept writing down the time. That's how irritated I was at some point. Yo. I was like, and like, 25 past 2, still haven't arrived. 25 past 3, still haven't arrived. I needed to just make sure that maybe I wasn't going crazy. But at 4, the event had still not started.
Oh, that's like
3 hours.
Guys.
It was supposed to start at what? 2 o'clock. Lock. Still hadn't started. The meeting started at 25 to 5.
Aye.
Politicians don't respect time. Because that's not the only people. Even Daso, I have a problem with them because they also didn't keep time. Yo, okay, fine, the meeting starts. It's a like now the other group has arrived.
Mm.
It is, the room is filled beyond capacity, so much so that even the stairs are filled, the front part is filled. There's just no way to move around it. And they were like, okay, there's so many people here. It doesn't make sense for us to hold things in this room right now.
Yeah.
How about we just go outside in front of Mandela's shirt? Now, we go outside. I saw the sunset. I have never in my entire life thought that I would be at a political event while the sun was setting.
Imagine.
There was just like a lot happening, so much so that the proceedings just kept getting held back. So much so that if you missed all of the things that happened, I know everybody's seen videos of the BGSA. If you missed it, tomorrow, it's only open to members. Sorry. Ask you see me. Those who are members of the EFFYC would know that on Wednesday, the 17th of September, there will be a BGSA and they will be electing candidates, obviously, that will go on to contest the SRC elections. Fine stuff. My problem is my ponytail came out.
The whole ponytail
my entire
out.
Ponytail came out during the entire thing with the EFF. Look, I don't mind going up, singing, Ikwijo is my thing, it's my element, fine.
Mm.
The chaos that ensues after is my issue. Because why were you close enough that my ponytail fell off and I had to hold it under my armpit like a parcel?
My sister, I see your ponytail. Madiba's shirt is gone. What happened to Madiba's shirt?
What are you guys doing?
It's no longer blue. Now it's just silver barbed wire everywhere. Oh, guys.
The vibe is somebody paid Madiba's shirt. What if he's going to Pogela us, guys?
What if there's some bad luck?
Maybe that's the reason why things are going the way that they're going. Guys, somebody buy Mbepo so we can figure things out that are going on. Honestly. So we can talk to Madiba directly. And we need to actually light it in front of that statue.
Yes.
Maybe that statue will start talking.
And we need to have like a whole ceremony. Honestly. Everybody must just be there and just, we must just...
Like we all need to just surround him and be like, hey, tata, awa.
What's going on?
You can't rest when there's problems. Stand up.
Enlighten us.
You. Awa.
Hey, just now the Madiba statue at right by the library gone. Huh? Imagine. You see, that day, I'll be like, all right, guys, it's chai. It's chai.
You guys are last number paras. Oh, wow. No, but, sorry, we were still on the political
thing.
Yes,
the ponytail.
Right. My ponytail fell out. Yeah, that was a problem. Went home at like 9 o'clock.
Yo. No.
Mind you, I arrived. I came from North Campus. I arrived at 12:30 so I could make the 1 o'clock meeting thing. So from 12:30 until 9 o'clock, I was out. Fetching a story as a journalist. Oh, but it didn't end there. The next day, Daso decided what elective meeting.
Mm.
Oh, it was supposed to start at 4. Did it start at 4? Ask yourself.
Guys, what happened to punctuality?
Professionalism.
They did not care. Listen to this. By 6 o'clock, the meeting had not started.
It's nighttime now.
Exactly.
Like, it's dinner time. Like, let's go eat. Like,
look, if it was during our times right now, mind you, the shuttles are gone. There's like one lost shuttle.
Literally.
Before anything else can happen. So at 6 o'clock, it still had not started. That's what had us waiting. We sang. We even got tired of singing. We shouted. We even got tired of shouting. We stood up. We sat down. We stood up. We went outside the room. Came back. So many things. I accomplished so much with so little. Like...
You,
and what the thing is all the waiting that is done. We were waiting for another group of campus, and there were like 13 taxis are in. Mind you, this building is full already. You guys talking about 13 taxis? What do you mean?
Like, come on.
Where are you fetching 13 times 20 people? Like, where on earth are you finding these people? And also, why are they not home? Isn't it recess?
That's a banner question.
I mean, I didn't go home either, but that's not the point. So then, fine, we went and we stood and we sat and we sat and we sat. At 21 minutes past 6, meeting has still not started. 6:45 is when they started.
Yo!
6:45 is when they started and they got a lot done. I'm not going to lie to you, the voting process is very lengthy. It's also very interesting to see just how people relate to one another. So it was very interesting. I didn't know that it worked like that. But what they would do is they would name all of the candidates, have them come to the front. If you accepted, you come to the front. If you rejected, then you stay in your seat. Cool. And then from those, maybe if like 5 people come to the front, people have to vote. If it's more than 3, people have to vote for the top 3. Okay. If it is just strictly 3, then there's no need to vote. And if there's 1, then it's uncontested. So there were some uncontested seats, which was really, really, really interesting to see, especially because of the portfolios that they stood for. A lot of people rejected it, and a lot of people were just like, you know what, I'm fully ready. Tumamina, I'm ready, let's go. It was great. Everybody was looking forward to the presidential candidates, naturally. That's why they were last.
Because they wanted the juice to be at the end.
Exactly. Guess what time? The presidential candidates were
on top
named.
Of starting late. It's at the end.
Bona.
Yeah.
And they're like, that's literally what everybody is there for.
Literally.
By the time the presidential candidates, people were just like, hey, they're about to choose the president. Hey, people are coming now. The event is full. It's hot. It smells like feet. Something is happening. Other people are chewing in your ear. There's no chairs. We're squashed together. I feel like I'm in a mosh pit, but I'm in a room. Yo, Shem. If those walls could talk,
hey, they would have said a lot.
They would have said a lot. At 10:20,
you.
Oh, yeah. At night.
Oh, okay.
Even your grandmother's asleep at that time. Do you understand? Generations is over. Muvango is over. What's
this? Skimsum is long finished at this point.
Please, this is me mentioning back in the day show, but like you get the vibe. Like they have a timetable. These old people. Nah. 10:20. These people. Presidential candidates. Mind you, presidential candidates, I think there were 4 of them, if I'm not mistaken. Lupelo, David, Mufasa, and Somila. Yes, 4 of them.
Mm.
Cool. They get a minute each to give a speech.
Mm-hmm.
And then afterwards, they have to leave the room. And then we have to vote. Mind you, there are numbers of people. People wrote on the register when they walked in. So they can count and tally everything. Those numbers have to match the number of people who are registered. Yo.
The numbers are not aligning. I mean,
the numbers are aligned, but it was murky because now the problem is who's voting for whom? Who is strong with what? Where? Who said what during their speech? And now they have to go back. So there was an issue where they were like, okay, are you voting for this person? Cool. You're voting for this person? Cool. You're voting for this person? Fine. And then they were like, wait a minute. I feel like we called the wrong name out. Are you voting for this person or this person? And then it was just like, this person. They were like, ah. Then we had to, you know, get the process back on track. At 11 o'clock, you had still not left that venue. And it wasn't because of the fact that they weren't finished. It was because people were taking forever and a day to leave the venue. I was at the back. Squat. That's why I'm like to you, it smells like feet. I was at the back. You know what happened? You know people who sat in the back of a classroom?
Yeah.
Like, we are all rowdy. These literally like were a mess. And it was just so chaotic. I really hope I get to like experience more of it. More of the breach or less of the smells.
Yeah.
And also, can you please keep my ponytail intact next time?
You know, like
I'm telling you, when I went to the Dasso one, I didn't put on a ponytail. I learned my lesson the first time.
So I was just like,
justice for your ponytail.
Justice for my, it's not even the one that I have on my head today. Like, that's how bad it is. That one is still recovering.
Oh, shame.
She is she's shrunk.
I feel like they need to compensate you for that.
I need to massage her back into action at this point because, wow.
She's going through the most.
She really has. She's just like,
I feel like she should actually be the president.
Honestly, at this point, let her be the president. Because she'd been through a lot.
She deserves
it. She powered through. Bona. That was it was very interesting. Tomorrow there's more. We're looking forward to seeing Basma and Sasko and what they come up with and seeing their candidates. We also look forward to seeing MK. It is rumored that they may not be contesting this year's SRC elections, but if they do, they're more than welcome to join us. We're going to talk to them in due time, in due course, but let us know. If you have questions for them, please let us know. What do you want to ask them? But I think the most important thing is manifestos.
Yeah, we need those.
We need their manifestos with the quickness, and we need to read their manifestos with the quickness so we can understand. And to those of you who are not aware how to vote or how voting works at Nelson Mandela University, be sure to check out our social media platforms. We will be giving you infographics. Shout out to our marketing team. Shout out to them. Yeah, no, we're going to be doing the most. But yeah, no, I had a very chaotic recess.
Yeah, no, it sounded like a lot. Like, no, I'm still like...
Have you recuperated from all of that?
Absolutely not. I was at a political party meeting yesterday.
Girl.
I'm going tomorrow.
You work overtime.
One thing about me, I have a good tie. I'm there for the creatures. I'm not going to lie to you. They can sing. Oh, love them.
The creatures are always the best.
The creature bangs. Mind you, we're singing the most depressing thing. This lady's crying about the fact that her children are dying in a fire. But we're just screaming, Bizarre fire, Gumnandi. I highly recommend joining one, any political party, honestly. Also, attending the rallies, it'll give you an idea of like the politics that you maybe associate with, but also it'll help you in post-varsity because obviously you're going to need to vote.
True.
So once you know the ins and outs of a political party, it would allow you to, you know, be better prepared when it's time to vote in the elections, because we are also voting next year. There are elections next year, local elections. Register to vote. And yeah, that's it from me.
Now, I do have one question. So when it comes to like the whole like voting for the different presidential campaigns and where it's like the process where like one person accepts, we reject, we're like, no, we don't want that one. What are the grounds for such?
That's okay. This is something that I've like consistently asked. And you know what? You'll hear it from, we're going to add a few of the interviews from there to let you know how they work, right? But so from what I can tell is people beforehand, there was a list of people who had actually like registered to form part of said portfolio or to take up certain portfolios. So their names, either they were either nominated by someone else or they self-nominated. And then when it was time for them to like decide to like accept the nomination, so you are nominated, you accept the nomination, then you are elected.
Okay.
Yeah, but this works very differently in every single political organization. Because while that may be the case with DASO, it may be a completely different case with the EFF or MK or BASMA. So it's important to read the constitution of each political organization that you actually join, understand the way they work. Hey, read that constitution, guys.
Hey.
I beg. That's how, you know how the National Credit Amendment Act is what, that one clause is what everybody was crying about?
Yeah.
Had no one actually read it, they wouldn't have been able to tell that we were going to actually add student debt to that.
Literally.
So also read that constitution and read what it says. Because for all you know, those people might be saying different things that disadvantage you. So be sure to look at that. Ask people, ask the questions that are necessary, especially with political parties. Don't just take t-shirts.
Yeah, I feel like some people, they just go for the t-shirts, you know. But
don't take,
like,
t-shirts.
We love the t-shirts, but like, come on, we need to speak about our future.
For the people that might be listening, though, probably somebody's wondering, how do I actually join this party? You know, mm-hmm. Where do you go? Where do you start? You know, we see them around campus, but, you know, how do we join?
You know, I think the best way to actually join a political organization more often than not, usually at the very beginning of the year, you know, always they're like trying to sign up people.
Yeah.
But it's obviously these are people who are just coming back from high school.
Oh, okay.
So now they're just like about to join, and I think they're easily susceptible to like literally anything. If you carry my bag to my room, I'll vote for you type thing. So, and plus those bags are heavy.
Hey.
And there's stairs. There's no elevators in these residences.
So it's like, you vote.
So clearly you're very motivated. But I think it's important, more than anything, know the executive of whatever party you're in. And know the people that are on the ground on whichever campus. So with regard to, I'll say SASCO, right? I know Ukhuselo Nqamakwe, also known as, I think, Makap. He is the one who handles Claude Kavane. Maxwell Mgwenya handles South Campus. There's also a chairperson for South Campus, actually, and it's not Max. But these are people are seen like active on campus.
Mm.
And then with MK, it was Ulisa Kanya Patrin. I don't know where he's based anymore, but he was the go-to person for MK. And then BASMA, I've always known Jeffrey Maswanganyi as the one person for BASMA. I really don't know where else. But once you know those names, those people who you see often on campus, particularly South Campus, because that's where we're from, once you see those people on campus long enough, you'll be able to tell who's who, and you can ask, how do I join your organization? Where do I go to? But in any case, if you still have questions, definitely Google it. Definitely look it up on the internet, but also check it and check the authenticity of it. Be very discerning. Because while they may demand registration fees, I don't think they're expecting 500 rand in registration. That's a scam.
I thought it was free.
I also thought it was free.
Sasha didn't have to charge you for registration.
Nothing is free in this society.
And nothing free. I mean, even when you're joining societies, you have to pay.
Yeah, but you know,
I did not know that.
Yeah, I also found out. I was like, how? As some of these societies,
it's 100 rand getting out of it.
What do you mean?
Yeah. It takes money, I guess, to, like, run an organization.
I guess so. But one thing I've realized is that, like, maybe it's just me, but, like, when these, like, political parties walk on campus, they're so intimidating.
They walk in groups. They walk in groups. I think is another thing.
And they also just look at you with such, like, they give you a stare. You're like, what did I do? Like, I don't know if it's me or it's just everybody, like.
They're mob mentality. Like, they really do walk in groups. I think, Lord Jesus. I think maybe it's because of the fact that, like, I'm intimidating myself. So I walk up to these people like, I don't care who you are. You can tell me, you know. I also ran, like, I remember walking on campus and somebody walking past me and they're like, vote for EFF. And I turn around, I'm like, why?
Ooh.
Why am I voting for them? What can they offer me? And they were just like, no, it was. And I was like, okay, but do you have a manifesto? And now it's crickets. Did the same thing with someone from MK. I was just like, okay, where's your constitution? No, it was that. Okay, but why would I vote for you? How, like, have you helped people on campus this year? Where's your visibility? Now it's snacks. Now I'm the bad person. But you're the one who said I must vote for you.
You know.
But now if I'm asking questions, it's a problem.
Ah.
Do not be afraid of being inquisitive. Definitely ask. Question things.
And I think that's a lot of, like, that's a prominent issue with, you know, the youth. We make, you know, we don't, like, make an informed decision.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the time we're very like, oh, no, it's just this, it's that, it's this. And then we just go with it. And that's not helpful.
Yeah. Because for sometimes you might be voting people in power that actually do not need to be in power, that do not need to occupy those offices, because ultimately the SRC is taking care of you. Throughout the year, they are your go-to people when things are going wrong. If NSPAS is looking murky, you run to the SRC and you're like, bruh, I'm seeing fires that side. Look alive. Let's do something. And if those people are not reliable, then what then?
Man, what must happen? It's like, hey, and you know, year in, year out, there's always problems. So
exactly.
That's why you've got to choose right. Because if you don't...
Honestly, also, look at what student issues are affecting you on campus. I know there's funding issues. I know there's accommodation. Then there's also food. And then there's NSFAS and the quality of the MMS, food, subsidies, and all that.
And health.
You know, all of these student issues, these are important issues. So when, if ever at any point you're like too, like, you're afraid of asking, like, about the manifesto, ask, okay, what are you doing about the funding problem? What do you do when a student is unfunded and they literally have nowhere to stay? How do they go about going things? And you'll hear their answers, because by right, everyone in the political organization should be one band, one sound.
Mm.
It should be that everybody knows how to tackle that, not just the executive committee. Even the people within should be of a mind that they understand the processes in universities. So ask, please ask. But if Bakshaya Ungangbizi personally, I can't fight. But I'm very good at looking at people ugly, so definitely call me for that. But if you need hands, not me.
It's not.
No, Nelly suppose I am. It's not me.
Because, hey, you know, sometimes these ones look like they can fight.
Yeah, but yeah, that has been the Law Show and Science package today. Thank you guys so much.
It's been an amazing time. Fun. Like,
I love this.
Literally.
Us just gushing over politics. Yo, Shem.
I'm excited for
the next epi.
I'm terrified for the blowback, but yeah, let's go. It be like that, you know. I have been Katlego Mofokeng, also known as Girl with the Nice Pants. And
of course, my name is Girl Katlego Ndlovu.
Where can we find you?
Of course, you can find me on Instagram at Katlego and on Facebook at Girl K Ndlovu. And where can we find you?
You can only find me on Instagram. I am Girl with the Nice Pants. And if you find me anywhere else, no, you didn't. Or can you find you, Tiamo?
All my social media platforms at Tia with 3 A's. And yeah.
Oh, yeah. I like that.
Yeah,
okay.
Tia.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
The best youth station in the Bay. Mativa's